MTB Cast.
Hey, MTB Cast. It's Eddie O'Day calling in from Abiquiu. Rolled in here about an hour ago. It's definitely really hot down here, but slept up on Brazos Ridge last night. That got a little bit hairy trying to do that in the dark. So I think I got past the worst of it when I stopped, but whatever. Got some sleep and then rolled out this morning for the reroute. And that wasn't as bad. You know, it was a little trepidation, I guess, just because it was totally unknown, kind of a black hole of information. But it went by pretty quick. Had a great stop at the Chili Lime Cafe. Had a big breakfast burrito and some coffee. And while I'm sitting there, the lady behind the counter hits the phone. She's like, "Eddie? Yeah." And she looks up at me, and I'm like, "Yeah, okay." And Brett, who I've been riding with the last 24 hours or so, had lost his rain pants. And I had mentioned it to another rider. The rider caught up with him, let him know that I had his rain pants. He calls me from out on the trail back to the restaurant, because I probably would have left him because I needed room for food and whatever. So, yeah, it's just kind of a weird way of making things and the way it gets done out here in the Tour Divide, just people connecting with each other, just whatever means possible. So it was cool, and I probably owed a little trail karma back to the world after getting my money back from Richmond Pass. So that happened, and then it was actually, we covered ground really quick. I think it was about 110 miles for me down here to Abiquiu. Got that done in just under 11 hours, which was really nice, including the stopping time. So made great time. But that's about to change, heading over to Cuba. Big climb coming up, and we are loaded to the gills, just food and water. Brett and I are going to head out together here and see how it goes. He's on a single speed, so we definitely move different paces at times, but it's been kind of nice to have a little bit of company and someone who's a veteran on this and a little bit of knowledge, because I've certainly did a lot of research on the early part of the Tour Divide. But as you read stories and other people's accounts, things get a little bit hazy down here, maybe from memory, or maybe just didn't make it down here to have anything to report. But we're about to roll out. Oh, and we also had a random Josh Cato sighting. We're sitting, Brett and I are sitting inside Bodie's here at Abiquiu, and I'm shoving food in my face, and this guy walks up with some horrible tan. We're off. I'm pushing on, sleeping in the wild somewhere between Cuba. So that's my talk to you soon. All right.